Leading the news this morning, the Treasurer Wayne Swan is expected to announce $4 billion of cuts and changes to keep the government's budget surplus on track. Mr Swan will release his mid-year economic outlook this morning. It's understood to include cuts to the defence budget and changes to salary sacrificing and the cost of some visas. Clashes have erupted in Beirut as thousands of people attended the funeral of Lebanon's security chief. He was killed in a car bomb that the country's opposition has blamed on Syria. Protesters were trying to storm the Prime Minister's offices, calling for him to quit over the attack. Federal opposition leader Tony Abbott has praised the performance of Canberra Liberals in the ACT election, saying they have a moral claim to government. But Labor and the Greens appear likely to form minority government once again. The Liberals look set to fall one seat short of the 9 needed to govern. The latest Fairfax Nielsen poll has Julia Gillard leading Tony Abbott by 10 points as preferred Prime Minister. Ms Gillard's approval rating has also jumped 5 points, but the coalition still leads the two-party preferred vote. A former US senator who stood as a Democratic presidential candidate against Richard Nixon in 1972 has died. Senator George McGovern was a vocal opponent of the Vietnam War but lost the election in a landslide. The 90-year-old had been in hospital for a month.